Okay. Yeah. I handed them out. I think they're going around. It's always a schus to learn together. Yeah, I got an extra one here if you need. Our learning should be in schus. Thank you so much to Rabbi Mordechai and Miriam Burr in the honor of their granddaughter's marriage. I don't know who that is. Is that someone here? Just left? Okay, mazel tov to him. Should be zochet to see the chos and akala. Till the bayis in Israel filled with hashras shechina. Okay, here we go. So I gave you the handout again for getting very fancy with the handouts, Baruch Hashem. And we think Kat's a little day school for their paper and their ink, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Yosi ben Yoezer, Ishtreda, Yosi ben Yochanan, Ish Shalayim, Kibbutz Mehem. Yosi ben Yoezer, Ishtreda, Omer. I can basically talk about all these rabbis. The Bar Nunur says that they're Zugim from they're in pairs, but we're not going to focus on that aspect. But the pasuk says the Mishnah says, "Yibeischa beisva lachachamim." Your house should be a meeting place for the sages, as the article says here. Hebe misabek ba'alfa raglayim, and you should sit in the dust of their feet. And v'hebe shosu betzames devrayim. If you look at page 1, I give you the Mishnah over there. From Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Pirkei Avos, and you should drink in their words thirstily. That's what their words. Very, very interesting. So before we even start, just to get a little bit of idea, last thing we quoted the Tefer Shlomo on Pirkei Avos. So I saw another beautiful idea from the Tefer Shlomo, one of the Radomsker Rebbe. Right, he was the one who said last week about doing mitzvahs for the right reasons. When a person does mitzvahs for the right reasons, it brings some kedusha into their lives. So if you look at page number 2, on the bottom, he quotes this Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and he says, at the end of the day, the Mishnah says you should have the chametz be part of your house. Ulechor kasha, says the Tefer Shlomo. You want to bring all the rabbis into your home. You want to have the chachamim to your house. Let's say you're a poor guy. The Mishnah, what's going on over here? If you don't have the means to be able to feed them, to this and that, what's going on over here? So Tefer Shlomo says it's not referring to a physical house. It's referring to a person's neshama. A person's neshama is called a house. He says, Achaperish, the underline, Haperish hu, bayis hu haguf, hu bayis the neshama. You should make sure that your neshama is a holy house. What does that mean? At the end of the day, to make sure that you guard your house, that your house should be open to the chachamim, meaning you should make sure that the chachamim's words, the gemara's words, the mishnah's words, has a house that they feel comfortable coming to. Meaning, make sure that your neshama is ready for that. Make sure your neshama is able to connect to that. At the end of the day, the Torah is something very, very holy. And how does a person can be able to connect it? By doing mitzvos, by working on their midos, by certain things. But so the Tefer Shlomo asks a question at the end of the day. Let's say you don't have the means. He says it's not talking about the pashup shah. It's talking about your neshama. But the Bar Nura, I didn't give you the Bar Nura. The Bar Nura says something fascinating also. He says, when you have chachamim in your home, he says it brings a very, very special thing. Even if you don't know what's going on. Meaning, I don't know if you've ever been in a shir where it's just like, what just happened? I got 2%, and that's it. So Bar Nur says that still does something very good for your neshama. He compares it to someone who goes into a perfume store. You go into Macy's. I remember when I was living in the city, you go to the Ranger game. So to cut through by Kosher Delight, you had to go to Kosher Delight before the Ranger game. So you cut through Macy's. You pass Macy's. You pass by the perfume store. I was once over there when a guy was trying to shoplift. Not for now, but you walk the perfume store. And what happens? You walk out of there and you smell like perfume. You smell like it. So at the end of the day, even if a person doesn't understand what the chachamim are talking about, to have the tzaddikim in your home, to have the Torah in your home, or to be in the Beis Midrash, just to be there when Rav Schechter's there, and you're just like, what are you saying? I have no idea. I wish I knew what you were saying. It still does something very, very good for your neshama. Just like it still has a tremendous effect. Like we quoted stories from before from Rabbi and Rebbe's and Machlis. Anyone goes there to Eretz Yisrael again, and you happen to be by the Kotel 10 o'clock in the morning, you'll see that there's a minion that Kavua, every Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock, Rabbi Mordechai Nachas is there, and he starts a minion with usually like 10 guys, and by the end of the minion, it's like 40, 50 guys. They push up to the Kotel, because that's where the sun doesn't block. You know, by 10 o'clock, the sun's already on the plaza, so he pushes up. So in his book about his wife, they say, you know, Kanai Nahara, I think they had, 14 children, Leon Har. And in the story, they said, I just read a story last night, that she used to leave her kids on the porch outside their house in Ma'alu Dafna, because there was a yeshiva a couple meters away, and she wanted the babies to be able to hear the Torah, to hear the Torah. That's a very, very, very righteous thing. The babies are going to understand what's going on with the Rekiv Eger and Bishul Akum and Gemara Kiddushin, you know, of course not. But the Neshama knows. That's why Shatova, me and my wife are expecting. So I always go to my wife, and I always like bend down a little bit, and I always ask, Nu, what Masechta are you up to? And then she says, like, you're ridiculous, get out of here. She thinks I'm like out of my head. But at the end of the day, it's Mama's true. It's Mama's true. I'm quoting my wife a lot in the past few years. But at the end of the day, it's Mama's true. It has a very, very, very big effect.
Osmosis.
What?
Osmosis.
Yeah, osmosis. There you go. That's the fancy word. I actually gave you the Rav Tzadok on the last page. I went a little out of order. I apologize. If you go to the last page on the sheets, Rav Ram Shor from Brooklyn, he actually talks about how a person has to, what he focuses on the word habeis vav shechachamim, the beis ikari shelo. So you should make the beis midrash your main place. You should make the beis midrash. If you look at the second line on the right column. Make the base midrash your main place. And he quotes Rav Tzadok, who says that the place a person runs to when he's in trouble, right? Well, the place where you run to when you're in tsar, that shows you that that's your ikar place. That shows that that's your most special place, right? When a person, you know, has a hard day at work, and a person, or you know, is getting, you know, he just had a hard day and he comes home, it shows that that's his place. But a person goes to the base midrash and he makes his base midrash his place. That shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu that that's the most important thing for him. That just because he had a bad day, he doesn't just run home and go to sleep. No. He goes to the base midrash to show the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's really his main place. That's his place of refuge, like the Ori Miklat. Now, actually, the Sfasemis says, he says on those words, he says you should make the meaning place of the Chachamim your house. Just because you live in Boca Hamlet, or you live in Century Village, or wherever, or you live in Hollywood, this and that, that's not where you live. But where's your real living? It's in the base midrash. And it could be that you make your home the base midrash too. You know, at the end of the day, there are a lot of svarim here, and I'm sure that everyone here has a lot of svarim at home. But to be able to make sure the Torah is running in and out of your veins, in the base midrash, to make it your place. Rav Tzadok says, Dafka, the place where you run to, that shows the most chashivas too. Just to be able to connect it to the Parsha, if you look on page number 3, I think. Page number 3. So, we know famously in this week's Parsha, that Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav. Eitz Yaakov Be'eshav Avel Charana. And why is he running away? Because Esav wants to kill him. Before he goes to Lavan, we know that famously that he stops in Shiva Shem Ve'Ever for 14 years. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to understand why Dafka is he running Dafka to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. He had Yitzchak Avinu. Okay, so Esav wanted to kill him. Why is everyone always running to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Yaakov's running to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Rivka and last week's Parksha is going to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever about what's going on inside her belly. And if you look, he talks about this on Vayeshev, that Rashi quotes that what did Yaakov give over to Yosef? He gave him over Torah Shem Ve'Ever. So what's going on with your Torah Shem Ve'Ever? So very, very beautifully, Yaakov wants to explain the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever was a unique Torah. What was the message of the Yeshiva? They had a very special theme. What was their message? Their message was the following. Shem Ve'Ever, we know Shem was one of Noah's sons. They lived in the middle of the Mabul. They lived in the middle of Gullus. They had a lot going on. Their yeshiva was focused on one thing and one thing only. How to grow in hard times and how to grow in the Choshech. Right? We're in Choshech Zuyavan. How to grow when things are going hard. Yaakov Avinu is about to go into Lavan's house. He knows that Lavan's a bad guy, bad dude. He knows that Lavan's a very bad guy. He has to prepare himself before he goes into that darkness, to be able to make sure that he's prepared for it. And that's why Dafka Yaakov teaches that to Yosef also. If you look at Rashi says that he teaches him everything he learned in Shiva Shem Ve'Ever. Why? Because Yaakov saw that Yosef was going to go to Mitzrayim, he's going to need it. And that's why specifically Yaakov had this before he went to Lavan, he Dafka needed to stop by. Because Yeshiva Torah Shem Ve'Ever was a different type of Torah. Torah, people that had to stay strong in the middle of Gullus. or when you have a loved one trying to trick you about a million things, to stay strong with the Torah. Okay, moving on now. So we focused a lot about on the making your house. We talked about the Tefer Shlomo. Tefer Shlomo says about, let's say you can't afford guests. We talked about the Bar Danura, that the just like you go to a perfume home, a perfume store, it still permeates on your neshama. But now I want to focus on the words in the Mishnah. It says they have a shosa v'tzamis devrim. You should drink in the words of their thirst. So Rav Shor explains. I didn't give it to you, but Rav Shor really says the difference between eating and drinking. When you eat something, you have to digest it. You put it in your mouth, and then you digest it. When you drink it, I don't know how this works. Maybe there's a doctor in the house here. But drinking, he says that there's no digestion. It goes right into your blood, right into the mainstream, right into the bloodstream. He says that when it comes to the words of tzaddikim, we have to drink in their words so great that even when we think it doesn't, you know, the things aren't so important, we stay strong to it. So, for example, Rav Aaron Cutler, and we're a few minutes over. I apologize. I mean, we have a few minutes. I'm gonna move very quickly. Rav Aaron Cutler was his yard tech today. So Rav Aaron Cutler was once in a car, and they know Rav Aaron Cutler was a big misnagid. He usually didn't quote the Hasidic rebbes, but he said a story from the Chozel Lublin. He said a story of the Chozel Lublin. So his talmidim asked him, Rabbi Nu, why do you call him Chozel? You should call him at least Rabbeinu, Admor. You should call him Harav. Why do you call him the Chozel? So he said very, very simply, he said, for hundreds of years, they're quoting in the Chozel. I'm going to change the meaning of tzaddikim. I'm going to change the meaning of the past generations. Meaning to make sure that even in the mundane little things, that holy, holy rabbis use Rabbeim, they're not just careful with their words in the Beis Midrash or in the Torah. We have to try to hear every little thing. Like when Rosh Hashanah comes for Shabbos, you know, last year we had the schus to be able to have Friday night suda with him at Rabbi Goldberg's house. Every single thing that you hear out of Rosh Hashanah's mouth is mamash Torah. What does it mean? The show says it's a devrim that you're always trying to hear every little thing that they do. For example, you know, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, before he used to come into his home, he used to knock on his door in his own house before he came in. He used to knock at his own door. He used to show a little cover to his wife. That he doesn't think that it's his home. Right? Can you imagine? Every single time we come home now, just to be able to knock. Before it's a special thing. Last year I had a tremendous chus to drive my Rebbe two summers ago, to drive my Rebbe to a wedding in Monroe. A lot of good stories happened there, not for now. But we went to Monroe. We got dropped off in the yeshiva. And yet, my Rebbe Rav Simon had to go to he had to use the facilities to go into the yeshiva. He uses the facilities, and you were about to leave. I use the facilities, we're about to leave. And he asked one of the Hasidim, there's like a tzedakah box there. He said, tzedakah box? Yeah, there's a tzedakah box. He'd give him a pushka. So I asked him, like, Rebbe, with all due respect, is there a reason why you wanted to give tzedakah? So he said, yeah, Lamaisa, you know, I use the bathroom. Like, I want to be able to draw like a little karsatov to the yeshiva. If that's not Torah, I don't know what is. When a person's a huge Talmid Chacham, when a person should realize that every Jew really, that even in the mundane little things that we do, we have to make sure that we look into the tzaddikim, we look to see how they act in every situation. In the middle of Publix, in the middle of John's, in the middle here, middle there, we see how they even act. And that's what it means, heavy shows of some is to drink in their thirst. I want to say a little more, I'm just going to end off with this. What does it mean to drink thirsty? The Chida explains, the Chida says that, you know, every single day we drink water. But if you drink too fast, you're going to get sick. It's like a baby who nurses. The Chida says this. A baby who nurses and drinks everything at one time, going to choke and Chas V'Shalom pass away. He says at the end of the day, you have to drink a little bit at a time, the Chida says. You can't drink everything in one shot. Don't think you're becoming Rabbi Kiva Eger in one day. A little bit a day. A little bit a day goes a long way. And that's what Rav Yaakov says. If you look at finally the last source on page 4, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, Evi Shosas B'tzamas Devrayim, he talks about how we have to, when we daven in the morning, we say on the left column, you say we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you should make the Torah sweet. It's not something that we just run through. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should make the Torah mamash sweet, that it should be fulfilled in our children and in the children and our grandchildren. And that's why he doesn't say this here, but the Levush says that Berachas HaTorah, the Berachas HaTorah we make in the morning, it's not a Berachas HaShevach. You know what type of bracha it is? It's a Berachas Hana. It's a bracha of pleasure. Because when a person learns Torah, this is a Levush. I'm not giving you any Hasidic thing here. This is the Levush. I have to look it up. But it's brought down, the verse says that Berachas HaTorah v'Harevna, it's a Berachas Hana. To be able to realize when you learn Torah, it's namashot, the most pleasurable thing in the world. And that's why when a person is misabi ba'afar aglim, you connect yourself to the dust of their feet. You see, even in the most mundane little actions, you see that Rav Shlomo Zalman will knock on his door before he goes into his house. Well, I saw Rav Shlomo Feifeld that he would clean his jacket before he go into his house to make sure that he was presentable to his wife. We learn even from the most mundane things, da'akufa from Sadiqim, to drink a little bit a day. Don't think you have to become the biggest tzaddik in the world. And every single time we learn Torah, be able to make sure we have that thirst and the sweetness that Rav Yaakov says. That's what Baharevna, that's how we start off our day. Be'ez Hashem, Yishbizocha. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Holtzuf. Thank you.